Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. senators are being sworn in this hour as jurors for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's impeachment trial. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports Mayorkas was impeached in the House by Republicans who allege Mayorkas failed to enforce immigration laws at the southern U.S. border with Mexico and lied to Congress.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney joined other members of his party to say he wants the Senate to have the opportunity for some debate on the Mayorkas impeachment rather than dismiss the trial outright.
I'd far prefer having a debate, a discussion of some kind, or a trial, or a committee discussion. I think a motion to table sets a very unfortunate constitutional precedent.
Senate Democrats may follow Romney's lead since he's a swing vote in a narrowly controlled chamber who could help wrap up the trial as quickly as possible. Democrats criticize the proceeding and argue the impeachment process is intended for high crimes and misdemeanors, not policy disputes. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
Boeing's safety record is under scrutiny on Capitol Hill today. Two hearings are being held about the plane maker after a series of issues involving MAX aircraft exposed problems affecting different jets. Sam Salapour, a former engineer turned whistleblower, told the Senate Homeland Security Committee he faced retaliation after raising concerns about construction shortcuts he says he witnessed.
I have analyzed Boeing's own data to conclude that the company is taking manufacturing shortcuts on the 787 program that may significantly reduce the airplane safety.
Boeing denies the allegations. The FAA is investigating. Hawaii's attorney general is set to release a preliminary report later today on the causes and response to last year's wildfires on Maui. It killed more than 100 people, displaced thousands more. NPR's Greg Allen reports the first phase of the report will focus on how firefighters responded as the flames started and grew.
Hawaii Attorney General Ann Lopez asked the Fire Safety Research Institute to conduct an independent analysis of the causes and response to the fires that raged through West Maui on August 8th. Investigators say this first report will detail a timeline that charts how the wildfires developed and the actions taken that day by first responders. Later phases of the investigation will critique the efforts by crews to fight the fire and to alert and evacuate residents as it progressed through the town of Lahaina. This is one of a number of investigations into the fires. Maui's fire department issued the findings of its own independent review this week, saying the department's greatest need is more vehicles and equipment. Greg Allen, NPR News.
The Dow is down 110 points. This is NPR. Microsoft says it has uncovered a Russian online campaign that targets the U.S. presidential election and spreads divisive information about U.S. support for Ukraine. Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Microsoft released its second threat intelligence election report today. It raises concerns about Chinese attempts to diminish faith in U.S. democratic systems. The report also warns that AI-generated content could be used to manipulate voters. Microsoft is among the companies heavily invested in artificial intelligence technology. Britain is a step closer to imposing one of the strictest anti-tobacco laws in the world. Lawmakers passed an initial vote in the UK Parliament last night. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more from London.
So the ayes have it, the ayes have it.
Cross-party support in the UK Parliament for a bill that'll ban tobacco sales to anyone born in 2009 or later. If passed, this law would mean that the legal age to buy cigarettes would go up every year until it's illegal for everyone. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak hopes this will be part of his legacy. But the bill faced opposition from some of the more libertarian-minded members of Sunak's own Conservative Party. Still, with broad support across opposition parties, it's expected to sail through several more parliamentary votes and become law as early as the end of the year. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
The Nasdaq is down more than 1%, S&P off more than 0.5%, the Dow is down a fraction. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.